April, do we have a, yeah. April 23rd, Kaiser Public Arts Commission, call to order. Everyone except for Lori Christopher is present. We have Trish Crenshaw here today for volunteer appreciation. And we always love it when they come and bring us cookies.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, I'm Trish Crenshaw. I'm with the Volunteer Coordinating Committee. We represent the City of Kaiser. We are also volunteers, but we are here because April is Volunteer Appreciation Month. So we would like to say thank you for you guys all for everything that you do for the City of Kaiser, because Kaiser wouldn't be Kaiser without volunteers. So I brought cookies as a thank you, so enjoy your cookies.
Thank you,
Trish.
Thank you.
She says you have your napkins, so there you go. You can pass them around.
Cool.
Thank you.
There, we can share. We can share a napkin.
We'll open it up, I guess.
I'll get you your napkin. Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
And then we have a new person here, Dakota. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Dakota. I'm Beth.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome. Yes. I'm glad to see the full board here. It's so nice. Okay, so the approval minutes for January 2019. It's been a while since we've been here. I did have a chance to look over them. And can I get a motion to approve the minutes for January?
I motion that we approve the minutes.
Thank you, Kim. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, so we have, that's passed, yay. Oh no, we've got a vote, never mind. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
All right. Abstain.
Yes, I was told, yes.
Oh, because he wasn't here.
Yes.
Makes sense. Okay. Appearance of interested citizens. Doesn't appear that we have any. And we'll talk about the gallery display schedule. Currently, Skeff is out on display, and it's a fantastic display. I haven't had a chance to look at, but I'm going to do that after the meeting. So please,
is it smaller?
It does look a little smaller, yeah. So those who don't know, the Salem Kaiser Education Foundation likes to display their stuff for a couple months here during the spring, and it's Salem Kaiser students, and it's a really awesome display. Everything from elementary up to high school.
Ooh.
So I encourage you to go take a look at it. And then we have a lot of work to do because we don't have anything after that until February of 2020. So in the past, we have had the pencil, colored pencils, but I think we just had them, didn't we? Didn't we just have the colored pencils? Or
colored pencils are...
Are they in the fall or the...
Yeah, colored pencils are late in the fall. They're
so they're usually like November. Do that. And then we have the quilters, and that's always fabulous,
And that's generally in December, and they were here December and January.
Yeah.
Are they not coming back? Or
no, they're planning
they
to come back.
They just probably haven't, you know, it's a ways out, so they probably just haven't obligated to anything yet. But usually those are two that we can count on. They like to display here.
June, July.
Yeah, June, July. We need to try to come up with some ideas and try to promote somebody to display that those months. Okay, go ahead.
So does that count as the artist spotlight, or is that separate?
No, this is separate from the two small walls, which is the emerging artists and the student artists. It's the whole the two walls that is, yeah.
I see,
yeah.
Thanks.
So
so it's the big display.
Yeah, the big display.
So we can display, depending on obviously sizes, but upwards of 70 pieces.
Yeah.
And that's full size pieces.
Have we ever done like themes? Like here's a theme, submit something like along that line or whatever?
No, we've typically we've worked with one or two artists, mostly because they have to be under contract. Now, Skeff is different because our contract is with the foundation.
Okay.
And so they're the ones that actually coordinate the pieces and provide the list of specific pieces and what their value is and all of that work. And so for it to be kind of an open invitation would be a bit of a nightmare for staff to coordinate all of those contracts. It just does not lend itself to that. Yeah.
Possibly for the two smaller walls, that might be something that can be considered if a couple people wanted to get together.
Sure. We've actually done
a theme.
Yeah, we've shared displays before. We had a photographer and...
wasn't it the sculptor guy?
I think it was painter.
A painter.
So we have done that. Yeah. So within reason, we can work with multiple individuals. It's just... limited to like two or three,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Okay, and so if you can think of anybody or a group of artists who would like to put together a show, reach out to them. There's some good information on the city website under the KPAC. It shows the actual process and how you would submit your work to be reviewed by us first, because we review everything with the exception of SCEF that's out there right now, because there's just too many to review. The teachers or who's ever in charge of SCEF kind of reviews it, make sure it's nothing inappropriate.
So we give SCEF the guidelines,
yeah,
and they have a commitment to follow the guidelines.
Right.
So it works out fine. I think it's a good model, and
But if I understand you correctly, the website has guidelines and how-tos.
It has all the guidelines for an artist to go and look and see. Like, we say, well, you need to have a tag for each one that says what the name of it is, what kind of medium, and if they want to sell it, the price and stuff like that. And then it's the application to submit all that. And then they have to send us photos or scans or whatever of all the artwork. Usually at least a month or two ahead of time, because then Debbie coordinates that together, puts it in our packet for our meetings, and then we go through each piece and make sure that there isn't anything that would be a little, risque or whatever, too risque for
so this venue. It's more than just it's just more than looking at it. This commission actually has to literally approve the display.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we have to, yeah. We're kind of here to do that, so it's not on City Council's shoulders.
Understood.
So
it's first day. Still there.
Yeah, no.
There.
Please ask all the questions you want. Okay, so our biggest project, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Dakota, but is the story poles. There are two tree trunks out front. Have you kind of figured that?
I have. Councillor Reed had mentioned it to me, as did Linda Baker, but I don't know the full specifics.
Okay. So we have those two tree trunks out there that were salvaged or saved when they were redoing the city hall here, and we want to have them carved by chainsaw artists. And so it's been a couple years in the making. We put out a request for proposal. The first one didn't go too well. We made some modifications, sent out another one, and tonight we do have, and it was in the emails, tonight we have a proposal from Oregon 3D Chainsaw Artists. And I don't know if you guys... if anybody's had a chance to peek at that.
I was
happy with it. It looks like it has enough detail, but not too much, that everything can be...
not too busy.
You can
Spring
see...
it back up.
So what we did is we held community meetings and invited people to come to give their input on what should be on the poll. So we want things related to Kaiser. So we gave them, the artist, the lists, and he created a drawing of what he would put on the pole. He did a front and a back, and there are some things that are different on the front and the back. And so off of the list of the items that we wanted to include, the schoolhouse bell, which is on that building right now.
It's not on there, but it used to be on there.
Is it the very top? And so I don't know if you guys can pull up your emails and take a peek at that. I have 6% battery, so I don't know how far I'm going to get in this.
No.
But he included the Kaiser and the Oregon flags.
I have
the original here if y'all, oh, okay. y'all want to pass it around.
Okay.
Oh. No, might be easier than my phone.
So I
can ask a question. Copies. I hate to make them and not have them used, but please feel free to let me know you want copies when I send out that the electronic packet.
Okay. So this really is just a proposal for one of the polls.
We only got one proposal. So if we decide to accept it, then he had no competition.
Well, and it was the
but
money
it's
and the money.
Only one poll was all we could afford.
Yeah. So it's
what
only
will happen with the second poll?
We'll eventually maybe get another grant or do fundraising to do the second poll at some point.
So if I can jump in a bit.
Yeah.
So time is of the essence. There's a couple of the real thing is that even Oregon 3D Art did not submit a proposal in time to be considered during the RFP. So what we are doing is we are actually on the next council agenda. Okay. There is going to be an exception to the bidding requirements.
Okay.
And we're going to do this as an exception because they're the only
responded. Yeah, they were the only ones that responded. Yeah.
They responded, but they didn't respond. They emailed it to me, but it went to junk mail someplace.
Gotcha.
And specifically, the instructions are you cannot email it, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a little tense to make sure that this actually happens.
Okay.
It is going to happen, assuming that the council is willing to grant an exception to the bidding requirements. And that is going to be on the May 5th meeting, right? That's the date?
6th.
May 6th.
Okay.
I have talked to them. I think Lori has talked to Oregon 3D Art, and they know what the process is. So basically what this is for you to do is to approve the concept as the Art Commission.
Okay.
And if I might just add that sketch that they had, basically they just said, here's the front and here's the back,
right. Mm-hmm.
But it is completely three dimensional.
Yeah, it'll wrap around some of those
will
images
wrap,
will wrap around.
So the wings will go around the pole and, and if I might suggest to the commission, so they plan to carve the schoolhouse bell, but we actually have the schoolhouse bell over there in the museum. And I'm wondering how cool would it be if the actual bell were there.
That's a good thought.
And so I suggest we get Lori on that project.
I guess it'll depend on how big it is and how it can be attached to it.
It's not very big. The bell itself is not very big.
Can it make a little nest? I mean, it was covered before, right?
No, it's bronze, so
I'm pretty sure. It's bronze. It probably has a really nice patina to it.
Speaking of Lori, she called me. She wasn't going to be able to make it tonight. And she was. She is wanting to take this to students, to McNary student art, the artists at school, and see if they can maybe add to this. And so that she thought it would be a good idea to go to city council and have the students be involved in the design process. I
don't think that's not going to work.
Not going to want to do that.
And not only that, you have to approve it.
That's true.
And we gave the students an option to come and say what they would like on it. I think he knows what can fit on here, what would be, like, on one side he has the Kaiser Oregon flag, but on the opposite side he has the bald eagle. And if you notice, they're very similar shapes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have the flag. And so I think that if you start, this is his design.
Right.
He's not going to want somebody else to be messing with his design.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in my opinion. And I feel like we've given the community plenty of opportunity to give their input. Mm-hmm. So this is like, I don't want to mess with it. I think this is, it's got a lot of different aspects to it and details on both sides. So you can walk around it and see something different. But it's not too busy so that it can be seen from a distance. You know, each of these pieces are going to be at least, how tall is that one tree?
28 feet.
Okay, so each of these pieces is going to be like 3 or 4 feet tall. So it'll be nice size to be able to see. Mm-hmm. And then if the, when it's bigger, he can put more detail into the eagle or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's if she,
I think so these folks at Oregon 3D Art are very good to work with. And I think if you wanted to have some input here, if you wanted to say, you know, I really think that the eagle should whatever.
Well, I actually do have one input, but that's okay.
Okay, fine. So I think that would be fine.
And this isn't the time for that today. I mean, this is...
Well, the concept,
the general concept is what we need to approve. So. Then if we can talk to them and if they're willing, say, like, for instance, where he has a goose on here, we don't... To me, this looks like one of those standard white goose. We have Canadian geese around here. Is there a way for he to... Or was he intending to make it look like a Canadian goose? That would be my suggestion because of all the Canadian geese we have around here. Is to just make sure this goose looks like a Canadian goose.
And the, coyote to me looks a little like a beaver.
It kind of looks like a pig to me.
I know.
It kind of looks like a pig.
I'm assuming this is just a rough.
That's not going to look like a beaver or a pig. It will look like a coyote. If you've seen their artwork, it will look like what it's going to look like.
I have seen their artwork, and
this is a very,
very
rough sketch.
Yeah.
And this is going to be painted too, correct? Will they paint it?
No. This does not have
and
color.
And he doesn't, they don't want to get into, that's a... I don't know
how you'd make a Canadian goose look like a Canadian
depending on how much... carving they do, they can put in the detail and the shading and stuff like that. So, but
I had another question, having not done this before. So the other thing in their statement that concerned me is that they said they would basically work 100 hours and then be done. So are we guaranteed that they'll actually finish the project if they run over 100 hours? Because they were so specific.
Well, they know that our budget's 1,000 period, or 10,000 period. They know that that's as much as they're going to get from us.
So will they just stop when they're done?
I don't believe so.
Maybe they'll just keep working until they're done.
It is a good question.
But if they're saying, I can do this in 60 hours, like part of it was the 60 hours was carving, and then he's got, you know, 20 hours of detail, and then something...
Yeah,
ceiling
he had
60 and whatnot.
Sculpting, 30
so
sanding.
If he says, this is what I'm giving you, this is what I can do in 60 hours, see, and if we start adding all these other little details at the students, then he couldn't be able to guarantee that.
Right. And so in talking to him, very delightful person to work with. And he's, so I talked to him about the problems of the RFP and how the legal parameters and all that, and he's from old school. And he's like, you know, it used to be that when I made my word and I committed, that was all it took.
Yeah.
And now there's all this legal mumbo, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of the world we live in.
Yeah.
And so the point is well made in that 100 hours may come and go and we've got half a pull.
Right.
I don't know how to overcome that. Other than to...
Except he's saying, I can do this in 100 hours. So I think that he'll be able to do...
give or take.
And he probably will do it in less, to tell you the truth.
And I am confident that he would. But there's no attorney in the room here, so...
Right, and the attorney will want him to guarantee he'll
be
able to finish this.
And you're all sworn to secrecy.
Don't tell Shannon we said that.
I didn't say that.
But, I mean, the whole point of the bid is that this is what he's going to charge us.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And he knows that that's our limit.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't look good for him to go out and do half a pole after he's promised this is what he's doing.
Right.
Right.
You know?
That would be common sense, yes, if you put your word out there.
So, I mean, I think all of these are relevant to Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the trees,
the
river.
This is the only thing I'm not real. The
goose?
The goose and the
Well,
coyote,
the Canadian geese. I live by the lake. I know there's
true.
A lot of Canadian geese
there
in Kaiser.
Are a lot of
they
geese in Kaiser.
Pooped on my car when I lived there. So there are a lot of Canadian geese. If he can make that look like a Canadian geese, which I'm sure he probably could.
I'm just thinking, should it be a duck and a beaver?
You know?
Well, how does that fit to the back, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, who would be in the back?
Yeah.
That would take civil war to a whole new level.
I mean, I'm sure Councilor Herrera would.
Every year.
I'm sure Councilor Herrera would agree. It's the beaver.
No.
So I mean, you know, I like how on one side, like the mountains, he has the mountains on one side, but on the opposite side where the mountain is, and I would assume he would do it towards the street. He has the inscribed Pride Spirit Volunteerism inscribed on that. I really like that.
Those are the three mountains of Kaiser, the Pride Spirit and Volunteerism. So I love the symbolism.
Yes. Yeah, I think he did a really good job of taking our list, which had some kind of crazy things on there, but it's what the community suggested, and really took the highlights. Now, I feel like he took the very best highlights of the list, so I'm curious of what the second poll, if we got around to doing that, what it would be like. But because we'd have to come up some amazing stuff again. But
One question. Sure. I was able to pull up the email. By the way, thank you, Debbie, for that. That's always helpful. We are able to give recommendations after we approve to the artist. If I understood that correctly.
You could.
We can definitely give requests or recommendations, and then he can say at that point if he wants to do it or not, but this is what he says he'll do.
The only thing I was considering was what Director Brown had said with the clock, the bell. Mm-hmm.
That he would probably just rescale all of this and not do the bells at the top. And we would just put the bell on the top.
Right. And I did actually mention that concept to him, and he was excited about that.
Ooh.
And there is a fact that we have to possibly cut off a foot of that tree because rot has, you know. And so that's considered, you know, part of this and we have to take off that foot, that might just be a good spot. So he may not have to carve this Kaiser bell at all, but then what he might do is he might make the fish bigger, you know, just kind of rescale it all.
I was just thinking it might protect the top of the tree having the bell up there.
It's only this big, it's still going to drip down onto the top.
Well, still, if it shows the traditions and the community values, adding that bell, I think for a lot of people would.
Yeah, really is it over at that building on display?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know who we would have to talk to and say, hey, can we have your bell? Can we have your treasured bell?
That's what I said. Let's let Lori tackle that.
Well, Lori's part of the KAA, and she can kind of work that.
She's got connections.
But either way, even if we can't use it, it's still this. I think this carved bell would look awesome up there too.
Agreed.
And it says Kaiser above it, which is really neat.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could still do the dome and Kaiser and then put our real bell underneath it, which would be kind of cool.
I think, because I honestly think the real bell is about the same scale as what they've shown as carved.
So we might be able to figure something out like that.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Really
cool. I'm sure that he's probably...
on top of it? It's just a bell.
It's just a bell.
He has a lot of commissioned stuff. And so I'm sure he has clients who say, oh, I want a bear. And then he starts carving it, and they say, well, can you make one of the bear's ears do this or something? You know, like, I'm sure he can work with little changes like that as long as it still works within his plan and it doesn't take him more time. I mean, if anything, this would take him less time if he didn't do the whole bell and just...
I really like it. It's kind of the symbol of America, you know, the bald eagle.
Honestly,
you
know, it's kind of what I've envisioned in my head this whole 2 years that we've been dealing with this, you know.
2 years?
We've been working, we might have even started the whole idea more than 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, still
October
playing.
October 2017.
Still playing catch up. Got a lot of catch up.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it way before that, though.
Yes, that was your first public outreach was in October of 2007.
Now, we did talk about iris, and you know they've got reeds there, and I thought
iris maybe instead of the reeds, or down here he's got water, rock, and grass.
Without color, though,
that's true.
You know, without color, it may be difficult to portray, and I don't know.
But that could be something else that we talk with him.
Ooh, yes.
That's true. Ooh, that's save it for the next one, and maybe he could do a whole section that's like a bunch of irises. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm really happy with that. And then all of these are different. Do we have largemouth bass around here in Kaiser?
Yeah.
I guess we do in Stats Lake.
I was going to say, I think it's they're in.
Chinook and salmon, rainbow trout, golden shiner swarm. I don't know what a golden shiner is. Is it a little fish?
They're like the little.
It's about yay big.
Have those in their river?
Probably in Claggett Creek.
Yeah.
That's the only. Yeah, my only thing is the iris. I could see people going, how come there's not an iris on the Kaiser?
Oh, that's where you say we're saving that for the next one. You want to donate?
Exactly. You want an iris? Give us some money for the next poll. Whoa. I like Debbie's way of thinking. So, anyways, yeah. So, do you want to see a bigger version or you guys
figure it out? I'm good, yeah.
So I'm very happy. So do we need to, and then I did read through the rest of his proposal, and you did also, Felicia. You were like,
Yes, Kim has it.
Thank you.
Nate, thank you. Has Shannon looked over this?
Yeah.
And he's good with everything?
Yeah, his part of the deal is getting the exception to the bidding requirements.
But we have to approve this before we can.
Yeah. Okay. So in order for council to approve it, they need a recommendation from you.
Okay.
And I think it would be fine to make recommendations in your motion.
Right.
If you want to recommend, they explore the inclusion of iris, the inclusion of the actual bell. I think that would be fine as long as it was stated in a way that just simply gave that as a recommendation and not a
requirement.
But
if it's something that he can work in to make it even more spectacular within the time frame, yeah.
So ways to explore using the bell.
And whatever else.
Okay.
Making the goose more...
Canadian
goose.
And maybe he just didn't feel like sketching out a Canadian goose, and he just did goose.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at the flags, they were just, everything was pretty basic. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And they put that sketch together under a pretty short timeline.
Yeah.
Because I know they came in to talk to me, and I said, we got to have this. So I think that sketch is pretty quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I imagine if we went to them and said, we were thinking, is that possible?
Yeah.
If not adding anything or, any extra time, they probably.
But I like the fact that it's within our budget that, we currently have. I like that he's local. I mean, he's right on Portland Road, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's local and, has gone above and beyond to make sure he can meet the requirements of the RFP so that he could do this project.
And does quality work.
Is he the one there on
Portland Road, I think?
Is it the road that comes from Portland Road?
So he's just off of Portland Road.
I've been by there.
Apple Blossom.
He has a bed and breakfast there, too. Yeah, it's Blossom Drive.
Blossom Drive.
Okay, yeah. So
yeah, it's quite a... So I drove by it one day, and I was like,
it's between I-5 and Chamawa, right?
Portland Road and Chamawa. On the road from...
No, Portland Road and I-5. It's basically on the corner of Blossom and Portland Road.
I know where you're talking
about. And right now they are working on they're carving a huge, life-size rearing stallion.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
From I can't remember. This is like 4-ton log of Deodora cedar.
Wow.
That was another thing I was going to ask you. And he's able to carve these in place.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. Yep. Some of the artists were like, we can't do that. We'll just get a log and we'll carve it and then stick it in some cement in there. And we're like...
Well, more importantly, it's not only carved in place, but it's also he will be applying a preservative.
Uh-huh.
So there is a process where he drills cores and puts in these cores of wood preservative.
Right.
That will be good for 10 years, and after 10 years, they have to be reapplied. But so I'm really impressed that they know their business.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember what I read. When do they...
They're planning on doing this when they have a chance after their other big committed projects right now.
What is that?
So are we thinking this is going to be a this summer thing, Nate, yes, or a next summer?
No, it needs to be this summer.
I mean, okay. Do we have a timeline that they have to have it done by?
Well, 100 hours, that's 2.5 weeks for him.
Yeah. Well, it probably will not be 100 hours straight. They're going to work on it. They're going to erect scaffolding, and then the scaffolding will be screened off. So punk kids can't just be climbing on it.
Does he rent that, or is that part of our responsibility?
I was going to say, yeah.
Does he rent that, or is that part of our responsibility?
No, that's part of his bill.
Okay.
Now, there may be a call for volunteers to help in, like, erecting the scaffolding, or
I think we should.
I don't know, but I'm going to offer that.
And I think we should try to arrange a time where he knows he's going to be working at a certain time, and we put something out there to tell people, come and watch, you know?
Well,
that might be awkward.
Let's work with the artist on that.
Yeah, I was like,
I just didn't know if he'd want to be like showcasing. I mean, obviously, you can't stop someone from watching if they're walking down River Road or Chamawa and they want to stop and watch.
Maybe but
if
gonna
you
put
happen
up a
to
shroud.
Tell like 300 or 400 people.
Well, true, but the way that you described it, to me, at least, would mean if we were to advertise that, and then you just have, like was mentioned, 300 or 400 people just standing there and just eyes gazing. That would seem awkward if I was in his position.
And then would we do some kind of fun unveiling, like with the...
Of course. Like we did the statue.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm really excited
actually,
that this is finally...
It might happen.
Wheels are turning now. No, we're doing this.
It's been a long project.
Oh, Kim, did you doubt?
Right. Well, Lori Christopher said when she gets the idea in her mind, it's going to happen.
Okay, so you still need a motion.
How do we word that?
You want to hear. Okay. Arts Commission recommends Council accept the design of 3D art and chainsaw sculptures for one of the cultural poles at the Civic Center. Now, I have not included the talk about the iris and the natural bell, because I was thinking that was kind of...
I don't think that we should get that detail, because that's not what he's put in there.
Right.
We needed that. Something later we can say, hey... Is
remember,
this a
council? I don't know how to advise you on this.
Oh, okay. So
if they're approving what we've approved, and then we go change it, then you're saying
With the possibility of suggesting
minor
to the artist a way to use this old schoolhouse bell
with a request.
Request,
that if feasible, the actual school bell be used. The
original school.
The original school bill.
Be incorporated.
Incorporated.
Okay.
Into the design.
Whatever else you want to say.
And there was another thing, too, that we wanted to say, maybe.
It was Canadian geese and then something about irises. But then you said, well, the irises without color might be difficult to recognize.
So just the school bell part, like with, you know.
Well, it's up to you.
A possibility.
This is where you would make your recommendations.
If he adds an iris in there later, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'll bet that council would not object if there was an iris in there with a reed.
Yeah.
So
maybe they won't even know.
They probably won't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, however you think it should be worded, Nate.
Okay, so our commission recommend council accept the design of 3D art and chainsaw sculptures for one of the cultural poles of the Civic Center with the possibility of adding the actual school bell.
If possible to add the actual school bell.
If possible or feasible?
If feasible.
I would say feasible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, could we just say what Debbie said?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Do you motion that? Kim Steen motions
what
Debbie said.
What Debbie said.
Well,
good. Okay.
Well, if that's going, I second it.
Yeah, okay, Dakota seconds. I'm going to let her finish typing up. Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. All right. Yay.
Excellent.
That'll be exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this. We have something to look forward to and work on.
Now, if I can hit the pause button a little bit.
Sure.
You've heard me talk about the fact that sorry. Yeah. Time is of the essence. Those poles cannot stay there and just sit. Mm-hmm. They are actively decomposing. And so if we do the second poll, it needs to be done this year. Well, at least action needs to be taken this year. They would have to be preserved this year. They would have to be, the decision is going to have to be, we can't just say, well, sometime in the future, we're going to decide whether we're going to raise money, whether we're going to do something with the second poll.
Okay.
So if this commission is going to actively pursue that second poll, remember how long this took to get to this point. The same, you need to pursue that with the second poll. Otherwise, that poll will need to be taken down.
Okay.
So
it's a battle.
It seems like once work starts on the first poll, it will be a lot easier to raise money.
For the second.
For the second.
That's kind of, the idea, but.
Yeah.
And then quite possibly, while he is there working on the first poll, because, I mean, you know, it would be great to be able to raise $10,000 more and do a second poll this summer, but first of all, would he be able to do it? Is it in his time schedule? So if perhaps we waited and we were able to do it next summer, while he's here, get a quote from him, say, how much would you charge us to go look, decide if we need to cut some off, and how much would it be for you to throw a preservative on top of it to get us another year? Because he's the expert, so I would want, I mean, and if he's up there with a chainsaw anyways, right? I would just say that.
He's up there with a bunch of scaffolding.
Okay. Who did we have do it last time? Was that Rasmussen's Tree Service?
It was a Greg Ego.
Oh, Greg Ego. Yeah. Okay. So.
And it was then, just an insecticide. It wasn't preservative.
Okay.
So
it wouldn't hurt for us to at least get some.
Yeah.
Some, you know, or consultation from him on that other poll and say, you know, what can we do to make this last at least another year if we need that time to get everything together for the second poll?
I'm just saying you would need to take action right now. I mean, you can't just wait. I mean, I get people will be excited and we may not know the outcome, but the poll, the stump, we were pushing the envelope with this poll as
right.
It is. And I am just saying, we need to make decisions right away. We can't just say, well, we'll address this sometime later. So
okay.
Just keep that in mind.
Okay. And
I noticed that he specifically said the East Pole. So did he choose that one because it's in better condition?
It's the taller one too, isn't it?
It's the larger one.
Larger
and bigger diameter as well as taller.
Okay. So I'd rather lose a smaller one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Well, there's not really much we can do when you say we need to do something right away. I mean, there's not really anything we can do today to make decisions on that.
If I'm understanding him correctly, and I'm going to mention I'm just the new guy. I understand the timing it took to get to this point.
Right.
I would think. And correct me if I'm wrong, but to spend that much time again trying to get another artist for that second poll, that would just, we would be shooting ourselves in the foot.
If his first poll looks as great as it does, then hopefully we would be able to get him to propose for the second one.
Exactly.
One of the things that's taken so long is that we have this request for proposal that legalese, it had to be run through the city and the attorney and all that. So all of that stuff's been ironed out now.
Okay.
So that's good because we can just turn around and use that same one, right? And we don't have to go through that because that's a long process.
Okay.
And hopefully if he likes working on this first one, he would be the first person
preferred
to put
choice.
A proposal in for the second one. And, you know, then it wouldn't take as long. Hopefully.
Okay.
I think the issue is...
It's a matter of $10,000.
Yeah, that's the thing, the money.
Is securing the funds.
Right.
you know, you're right. We've gone through this process. We have a pattern, and I see no reason why we wouldn't use that again.
Right.
But you're going to have to secure the funding.
Right.
That's the big challenge. And I get it. People will be much more excited when there's more than just a stump there.
Right.
But I'm just trying to underscore that you got to engage, and you got to make sure that you engage quickly.
Right.
Maybe with a smaller pole, it might not be 10,000 either.
That's true.
Smaller. Is it like 8 feet shorter, or is it not that much?
It's not that much, and we're not sure. We're not sure what's going to be left of the pole by the time the top is brought down to. So, we don't know, and much of that 10,000 is mobilization, getting the scaffolding there, getting it erected, and all of those kinds of things too. So I wouldn't count on it being much less than $10,000.
Right.
You got
$10,000 would be a good goal to shoot for.
I would think.
Okay.
And that has to be all completely fundraising.
But, well, unless they can get another grant.
Well, that's what she's talking about, fundraising of some sort.
Of some sort.
If the question is, will the city fund it?
Or no.
No.
But didn't the chamber put in the part of our money?
They're the one that secured the...
They matched our...
They're the ones that secured the grant.
Secured the grant of $5,000.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so where's the other $5,000?
It came from the chamber foundation.
The foundation? Oh, yeah.
So it would mean we'd have to work with the chamber again to find additional funding.
And
we
honestly,
don't care who you work with.
Okay. And that honestly, I'm honestly going to defer all of that to Lori, because she did all it the first time and she knows how about all that stuff. I don't know anything about grant writing or doing any of that. We had Kelly Walther from the foundation do the first grant for us. So, but like you
and
said,
and it seems to me if we have an actual poll, there would be a lot of. Easier to go and ask
for a grant for the second one
when you've executed something. So,
I would think. The thing is the condition of the grant is that it had to be some community involvement. That's why we had, you know, 5 different community outreach meetings a year and a half ago, saying, "Hey, come, you know, all students come this day and give us your ideas about what we want on there," and then. You know,
and we still have all that, so that could be,
And another idea that we talked about as far as fundraising is selling bricks with people's names on them. They buy a brick to pave that whole area under the trees.
Ooh.
As the fundraiser. So if we get the one tree done, and then we can sell the bricks.
Well, the bricks would be in the to replace the pavers that are already there in the plaza. Not create a new plaza.
Are there pavers all the way around the tree right now?
Not around the tree, no.
But it's only just
I thought it would be right under the trees. Okay. So, I don't know. We'll figure that out. But that's something that's not... Are we doing a May meeting? Because this was basically our March meeting.
Right, yes.
So, we will be here next month.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So we can.
No, I don't know if you don't have artwork to approve in June, July, there will.
But wouldn't this be something we need to talk about?
If you do, I don't know that you would have to have anything to talk about. You'll be in the artist's hands by then. Okay. But we can wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
It is scheduled for May.
Right. So. Okay. Okay. So, and like I said, I feel comfortable deferring that part of it to Lori, because she's the one's like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna get this money."
Okay. Theory, he could be. Yes, when's the city council meeting next week?
May 6th.
May 6th.
Oh, May 6th. So, I mean, in theory, he could be working on this. You know,
probably not.
Well.
Yeah. Well. But
probably. Well,
approval.
It depends. But he has big projects. He has to work it into his schedule, and then weather. I mean, I'm sure weather's a factor. So it would be fabulous for him to start something like that in like June or July, though, and have it be done by the end of July, and then we can do an unveiling and have cookies and punch.
You've been hanging around Lori.
Okay, right? Okay, so have we done everything we need to do on that one, Debbie?
I think so.
Does anybody else have any comments or questions about it?
Oh, this feels huge to me. So this is great.
I know. This is like a huge step that we got somebody who can do what we want to do for the price that we have.
And did we vote on the motion?
I don't think yet.
We did.
Where is it?
No, yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, you did.
We voted
Nobody
on
objected.
We voted on what Debbie said.
Yeah, we voted on what Debbie said. Yeah, what she said. Okay, great.
And Dakota seconded it.
And the next thing we have on our agenda is the budget proposal. And I had, between Lori and Debbie and I, and we had emailed a little bit about this, the budget, it already happened, right? Was it last?
No. It is starting next week. So,
but if we wanted changes to our budget, we had already had to deal with that, and that was where I consulted with Debbie or Lori. Currently, we get $3,000 a year, and I consulted with Lori, and I'm like, Lori, we need to know now if we want more than $3,000, and she said, you know what, if we didn't spend everything that from last year, we don't need to increase. Turns out we only spent $600. And that was for the commissions for the artwork along River Road, the sculptures is part of that, right?
It's the art, your card.
Holiday card that we did.
Yeah.
Was that the only expense we had?
I believe so.
Oh, because you figure all the postage in for that too, don't you?
I think they do, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So that was the holiday card contest, and we really didn't have any other expenses. So I had, you know, we basically said that we don't need to get an increase from that $3,000. I think we're going to be using a lot more this year, obviously, more than we did last year, but I think $3,000 will still be within the budget, and that would be things like the next holiday card that we're doing in December, which will probably be around the same amount. And then like if we do a unveiling of the story poll, so do we, you know, buy cookies for everybody and do we, you know, those kind of expenses, right? So I think we're just going to just kind of go status quo on that and request the $3,000. And it's one of those things, you use it or you lose it, but, I mean, there's no sense in spending money if we don't need to. So
yeah, you don't get to roll it over.
And you don't get to roll it over, right?
You read my mind.
So, yeah.
I was like, okay, there's $2,400 towards our next $10,000.
I know, right? I was like, too bad we can't use that for the polls.
And so the process is, yes, so they will make up the $600.
that's all really we need to discuss about the budget proposal. They will be dealing with that next week, and we should get the same amount we requested last year. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that? Okay. Student Emerging Artist Display. Did you ever put your stuff up there? Was it for March?
Katana and I both had it up in February.
Oh, February.
For the whole run.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because I haven't been in this building since January, since our last meeting. So how did it go?
It went well.
Did you get some feedback from anybody?
I did not get any response from anybody. I think Katana had one or two people reach out, though. She had the far one.
Are you planning on maybe doing any more in the future?
I might, yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
So what we have is in our gallery, we have, of course, the two hallways that we use for the big, large art shows, but we have two smaller walls that I encourage you to go like look at it, Dakota, if you haven't seen it yet. One's for emerging artists, and which could be anybody who's an artist, but they may not be like a professional or make a lot of money on their art, you know. And then one's for students, and it's an area if you could get depending on the size, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 to 6 if they're really small. Pieces of artwork that can be displayed there for up to 60 days, but minimum 30, up to 60. If nobody else requests to have some displayed, they can push them out, I think, for 60 days on those. So it's just a nice little area, and she got to display some of her art a few months ago over there. So if you ever know of a small, you know, an emerging artist who's got a few pieces they want to put up there.
I just happen to know a few, so I will awesome. Chat with them.
Okay, so and it would, they would follow the same process on the website as far as submitting the application for it and submitting the photos or scans of their art so that we can approve it in a meeting. Mm. There's not as much competition for those walls, so it's like we don't have, like, oh, a June and July.
We've only used them twice.
Right, right. My daughter did it, and she did it. So, you know, it's really flexible. It's like if someone says, oh, I want to put mine up in July, more than likely they'll be able to put theirs up in July.
But what is not flexible is they do have to come here and be approved by the
commission.
They
have commission. To be approved by us so, correct.
And this commission meets every other month.
Yeah, so we're meeting every other month.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
We're meeting next month, but just
this one
keep it in mind that
we had to bump this because of stuff we needed to approve after we received the proposal from the artist.
It's not like they can just call me and we can get them up there. And
yeah.
There is process.
Any other business? I do have some other business. Do you have anything first, Nate?
I don't. No, this was... This was the big deal.
This is the big deal. So I noticed driving down River Road in the last month, I started counting them. I know there's at least four of our statues out there that do not have name plaques.
Yeah, I know.
I did not know that.
They're being stolen, but I don't know if they were the original metal ones that are more like...
They weren't. Like they were plastic, but they looked... They had a metallic finish to them. So some dingling thought they were metal.
Right. So
they were surprised when they went down.
Yeah.
But they didn't bring them back.
So the guy that's at the Inland Shores, the circle there, what is that?
The guy holding the thing?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one doesn't have one?
Our cute little guy by the flagpoles, the little top hat guy, his is gone.
Oh, wow.
The
Iron Glory is gone, too.
Yes, Iron Glory. Actually, that one's been gone for a while.
That one actually has been. I've known about that one for a while, but the artist would like to change out that.
Oh.
So he would like to work on a different piece to display there. So,
oh, really?
I'm not going to be too excited. Those stupid plaques are really expensive.
I know. So, well, aren't we using this material now?
The laminate, yeah.
But it's the Corian stuff.
No, they're laminate.
Oh, we use this for the mural.
You would use that for the plaque, the actual...
Okay.
In the wall.
It just begs to wonder, though, why...
Why they're stealing them.
Yeah, it's just vandalism.
Well, we need it, yeah.
Is there not any way we can anchor them in so they can't get them out?
If they have a screwdriver or a wrench, they can, they just bang them with something.
Well, it had to be asked.
And one other that I did notice, but of course, we probably should drive around and look at all of them, but just going up, the other one is the diamond from Boucher's Diamond.
Okay, that's Promise, something or other Promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
in front
that
of
one.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are just ones that I just happened to notice as I was driving by. And then, of course, I'd see other ones and I'd look and I'm like, okay, good, that one's there.
All right.
So I knew there are at least four.
Debbie will help me remember.
I've got them written down. Yeah, and I'm a good name.
Well, is there a way we can order them before our next budget's up and we can use that $2,400 that we have left over?
Sure.
Yay.
Might as well, right?
There we go.
How much are those a pop? They can't be more than $100 a pop, are they?
Are they that much?
Yeah.
Really?
For land? We need to find somebody else to do those.
By that eye roll.
Where are we doing it from? Where are we having do it?
That
sign guy here over on Cherry?
12th or 13th. It's down on Sign Crafters.
Sign Crafters.
We should check a local guy here on the guy on Cherry.
Signs, I think it is.
Pronto
Signs?
No, my mother is friends with the wife of the owner.
Of Pronto Signs?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can get in touch. I will.
Can you give Nate that information?
Karen, yeah. Karen Hammerschmidt, I forget her husband's name, but I will give, and I will try my best to get information and contact information.
And I honestly, I don't think they have to be engraved. I think if it's a permanent sign that looks nice.
Yeah. I was thinking just like those, you know those laminate plaques that you see on trophies? that are engraved? It seems.
Just get a piece of cardboard.
No, it's the
engraved. I know.
Because they're going to be gone in a week anyways, right?
It's gonna be gone. They'll steal the cardboard to write their. They'll steal the cardboard to write their signs on the back.
Nate, I will email you contact information.
I mean, they're only this big. I mean, I don't know. But maybe we should make them not look like metal then.
Yes.
I've already decided that. They're going to be black with white lettering.
White lettering.
Oh, okay.
And bolted down?
Well, they're in these little metal frame that's all bolted down.
No, I'm sorry.
But it's just around the outside.
No.
It doesn't. It's just the front. Are they glued in then?
Yeah, well,
epoxy,
double stick tape. No, because we want them to be removable at some point.
Oh, yeah. In case we change the art.
Yeah.
I mean,
agreed.
That's a conundrum.
But like you said, if you make it look like a cheap plastic laminate thing, then they're not going to steal that. But of course they're not cheap. But of course they're not cheap plastic laminate.
They don't need to.
They don't need that.
No.
There we go. Yeah.
So I don't know. Before we get an order in.
So will somebody double check all of the displays and make sure that I'm only ordering four?
I will make a point to do that.
If you just, Kim, get the folder or the trifold. Debbie, you know the trifold?
Yeah,
do we have it up there?
Right here.
It'll list all of them on there.
Okay.
I will contact with Karen Hammerschmidt tonight.
And I know the one over
tonight,
by
perfect.
And then I'll email
Figaro's,
you tomorrow.
By Wearmart's okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you the ones I know for sure, and then you just have to go to the other ones, or just,
and
you know, when
honestly,
you drive by,
the
check.
Copycats, we have options.
Copycats, we should use someone local, because they're more likely to give us a good discount.
And they're members of the chamber.
So and they're members of the chamber, so.
Well, we have good
discounts. The wine, this mural's fine, I saw that one, but I would just say this one's gone. That one's okay. That one's okay.
This one's gone.
So which ones are gone?
So
I can
tell you. Twilight Reverence.
Oh, you
need
Twilight
Reverence is missing. Blind Date is missing. Number 8. Number 7.
Iron Glory.
Iron Glory. He's not gonna worry about right now in case that artwork changes.
Starting Precious Memories.
Yep, that's it.
Where is that one? Oh, there it is. Precious Memories.
Down by Sonic.
And then I think that one's okay, but don't quote me on it.
Okay.
And I don't know. These ones are right out here.
Yeah. How about Praise? Did you look at Praise?
The Praise? Little girl. Isn't that one? It's gone off her. The little girl in the wind that's in
Summer Breeze. I noticed that one was there.
It was?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, maybe. Did you put...
I'll double check on my way home tonight.
Okay.
Because I drive right by
it. I thought it was gone.
I
think it was replaced. It was replaced. It was gone at one point.
It was just recently when I went to the post office, I looked at it and it looked like it was gone.
Okay. I'll double check.
Yes.
Inventory.
I will let you know for sure. I'll double check that. Well, I know that one's gone for sure. I'll double check that one. Yeah.
And this one's going down
blind
my
date,
way.
Yeah. And Blind Date's on your way too.
Yeah.
It's right by the flagpoles.
Okay. I'll go check them all.
Honestly,
and then we've got the Fire Station Memorial. That one's probably okay.
We don't have one there.
That's theirs.
Yeah. And nor do
we
have one.
What about the Trilat Relic that's down
by the bowling alley?
By the bowling alley.
That's those
I think
two.
That one's okay.
Oh, look.
Rock.
Okay. So if you can find that for sure,
like
send it to Nate.
Okay, they don't. Well, they look like big rocks to me.
They're not
chunks
rocks.
Of rocks.
No.
See? Thank you.
Oh.
Nate's just going, the new guy's causing trouble.
Okay, so...
Well, it's the same as a rock.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I say copper, you say rock.
So staff liaison report, but we already did that with Nate. And then student.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, okay. You got something else?
Good. No, I just.
No? Okay.
Last call.
Deja vu.
Last call. Going once, twice.
Sold.
Student liaison report.
So I will check in with a couple other students and see if they can get stuff up on the walls.
Perfect.
I've got a couple new people in mind.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you graduating this year?
I am.
Oh,
so
what are we going to do when you're gone? Are you going to take over for her? Yay! Yeah. Yeah. She's been coming to all the meetings.
So has to go through the volunteer process again.
I think they'll approve her. Is there anybody else who's due to go up for that approval for volunteer that's soon, coming up soon?
No. Well, the next volunteer coordinating committee meeting is not until June because it always conflicts with Iris Festival.
Correct.
I will be recruiting for a lot of different, that we have Stormwater, we have KPIC, we have... I can't remember. There's a couple other committees that I'll have vacancies on. So if you know of anybody who's interested, I will start recruiting May 1st. It'll be on the website. It'll be on TV. And
are
I'll do some flyers.
Are there any of us on the board?
One,
I think Lori just had a redo.
Lori just had a redo. Oh,
and what about Maritza?
Yes, hold on. I can tell you. We've got Maritza. You're up, Maritza, so you'll be getting a call from, or a letter from me and Lori.
Okay, and Kim and I are good for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kim is good till 2021.
No, you won't be getting, Lori will be getting a letter too.
Okay.
You're not getting a letter from Lori.
No. I will send you, Maritza, I'll send you a letter and an application and ask you if you're interested in re-upping, and I always beg.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. So
go ahead. Sorry.
Other commissions that need youth liaisons.
They all do.
They all do. Okay. Well, I'll see if I can find anyone who's interested.
Kind of
Planning commission does.
They don't have. Oh yes, they do. The planning commission has one. Yes.
Okay.
But,
cool.
But now the term ends the end of May.
Yeah.
So it would be for next year.
Yeah.
That we would recruit for. But yes, for all of them. I mean, all of them are just for that term. So next year, I think there may be one or two committees that are not. They have not had the resolutions made for them to have youth liaison.
Yeah.
But if there's somebody who wants to serve, that's when we do the resolution.
That's when they do the resolution.
But most of them have had a liaison at one time or another now. So I think there's only one or two that I think maybe KPIC doesn't have one yet, but otherwise everybody has had one.
Cool.
Yeah. So yes, and that's always on the website. All they have to do is go and click on the youth liaison link and it takes them to the application and everything.
Sweet. Yeah. So I'll go see if I can find people for that too. Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Thank you. So, well, I guess we'll see you at least one more time next month.
Yeah.
At the next month's meeting, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's
sad. Before you graduate. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Where are you going?
Oregon State University, their Cascades campus up in Bend.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
if I had to be a beaver, I'd rather be a beaver in Bend than Corvallis. If I had to be a beaver.
Some reason that you're going there? Is there a program or something?
Yeah. So I'm getting a minor in Spanish, and then I'm majoring in kinesiology, which I'm going to take to my doctorate in physical therapy, which they have.
What's it called? Kinesiology.
It's the study of movement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like good for physical therapists.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And you use that in physical therapy?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's what physical therapy is, basically, is kinesiology.
It makes sense, but that's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
So. Congrats.
That's a good, I'm in the medical profession, so physical therapist is a good gig to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, anything for anybody else? Okay, awesome. Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you. And please, I invite you to go.